Hello, Prison Radio. This is Ozzie Manwright coming to you from Summit County Jail again. Today I'll be reading an excerpt from my upcoming book, The Making and Unmaking of a Criminal. I hope you like it. As I sat in the suicide cell, virtually naked, except for the uncomfortable suicide vest, I had nothing to mutilate myself with, so I was left with no choice but to face the thoughts that were always so desperately trying to force themselves into the frontier of my mind. I began first thinking about my current condition of being naked in a cell with nothing. I had no toothbrush to brush my teeth, no washcloth to wash my body, and no deodorant to put under my arms. I was a couple hundred miles away from my family, and I felt alone in this world to face my demons by myself. No matter what corner I turned in my mind, every path led to one dismal thought after another. I couldn't think about home because my home is where my hell began. I couldn't think about my future because the sorrows of the moment only made the future but a perpetuation of the tribulation that seemed to be my life. I definitely didn't want to think about the past, the boogeyman of my mind that haunted me every time that my mind became idle. I felt imprisoned within a prison within a prison, doomed. I would have preferred not to dwell in my own pessimistic sea of thought, but I was drowning and I had no life jacket and no optimistic sands to crawl ashore on. I would remain stranded at sea for years to come, but I would eventually make it to dry land, little did I know. Thank you, Prison Radio.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.